gonna take it himself for a championship. A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McCutcheon touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena and the WPIO Basketball Playoffs opening round, presented by the Observer Reporter. Coming your way shortly, the second game of our 2A boys preliminary doubleheader as the number 15 Bentworth Bearcats take on the 18th seeded Southside Area Rams. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely alongside with our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant's our floor director, Brett Gambita and Noah Tennant on cameras, G-Wiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios. Bentworth struggled out of the gates, losing 8 of its first 11 games, including 5 straight in mid-December. But since then, the Bearcats have won 7 of 9 to tie for 4th in 2A Section 1. Southside started well, but stumbled down the stretch. The Rams went 9-4 into early January, then lost 7 of their last 9, including 4 in a row coming in. We'll take a look at the other preliminary round games for Washington and Greene County teams in the WPIL basketball playoffs and check the starting lineups for you when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
A little earlier here this evening, Winchester Thurston rallied back past Beth Center 50-39. Jeff Morgan and Springdale playing now at Jefferson. West Green home with Brentwood. Bentworth girls have just tipped off at Apollo Ridge, all in 2A preliminary round games. We'll get you set for tip-off in our game, but first our national anthem. Worth and Best Center. Tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network are broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the expressed written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Opening tip, controlled by Southside, is Carter Wilson. Tips it back to teammate Andrew Corfield, who averages 18 points a game. Three of the Southside starters average double digits. Ball gets inside to Wilson, eventually down to the low block to Corfield. He leans back and scores off the glass.
Well, that's what he does in and around the basket, Bob. And film I've watched on him, really good driving to the hoop and finishing.
Bearcats get set up in front court. Ben Hayes dribbles out of this extended trap. Cutter to the paint, ball knocked loose, but it ends up in the hands of Chris Harper. Floater outside the paint, that won't go. Rebound kept alive, Skirbitz ends up with it, misses the shot in tight. Little fadeaway putback won't go. Skirbitz gets the loose ball after Ryan Messner missed. Into the paint goes Hayes, he can't get the shot to go. Little helter-skelter in the opening minute.
Well, they got a lot of shots up, but they didn't have anything falling.
2-0 Southside in front, Southside area Rams. Ball top to Austin Leatherman, far side. Fisher on into the corner to Corfield, back out. Austin Leatherman and R.J. Fisher. It'll be Leatherman, the 6'1 junior. Corfield presents between the circles. All well beyond the three-point line for this entire possession.
Bentworth in a 3-2 zone here, Bob.
Dribble drive, cut off, feed back out to Wilson. Cross-court pass to Leatherman. Harper turns him around. Ball dealt off. 6:20 to play, first quarter. 2-0 Southside with the lead. Look at a three. Doesn't take it. Drive to the elbow. That shot won't go. Skirbitz kept it alive. Ball rebounded by Wilson, but knocked out of his hands. Ben Hayes puts a leaner up. That won't go, and a blocking foul going to be called against Southside. 6:08 to play, opening quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
First shot by Ben Hayes is good. Second one won't go, but the rebound knocked out of bounds by Southside. Bentworth basketball, 6:06 to play, first quarter. Lob up top intended for Harper, and tipped away by Corfield. Corfield's going to get it, try to split a double team. Misses the shot, and Ryan Messner with the rebound. Corfield coming up behind him. Deal to the far side. Entry pass. Side of the lane goes to Lucas Burt. Ball lost out of bounds off his hands.
Never had his hands on the ball, Bob, that time, Lucas Burt.
Never had it solidly on the ball.
That's kind of what I was saying. Yeah, he had his hand on it, but he just couldn't get the other hand to secure the pass.
Ball into the corner to Corfield, fumbled by Leatherman. Take it up top to Fisher, back to Leatherman. Three ball in flight, good. 5-1, Southside with the lead. Ben Hayes dribbles into traffic, going to be a foul called on the floor.
Strong move by Hayes. Took the contact.
First foul on Carter Wilson, second team foul on Southside area.
Southside has some big bodies in there, Bob, and Bentworth's going to have to navigate around them on the offensive end.
Bentworth last played on Saturday. Inbound feed. Shot blocked as Burt tried to go up with it. Controlled by Carter Wilson. Wilson comes down the lane, and he slams on the brakes, and he's fouled by Ross Skirbitz.
That was just a reaching foul by Skirbitz that time. Just hold your ground. Make him shoot over you. Difficult shot.
And Bentworth played Saturday, Thursday, the last time on the floor for Southside. Shot won't go. Bearcats get the rebound. Lay-in won't go on the near side for Ben Hayes, and Southside gets the rebound. 5-1 Rams, 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter.
Yeah, nice pass by Chris Harper, just didn't connect. Hayes missing the layup.
Into the corner, the ball goes to R.J. Fisher. He'll launch a three and hit it. Fisher averages 10 a game. It's 8-1. Southside up in front of Bentworth, reach-in foul. Not a good decision there by R.J. Fisher to pick up his second foul in the game's first 3.5 minutes.
How often do you see after a player scores, a little excited, they reach in and foul? And he has to take a seat. Two quick fouls.
Chris Harper inbounds into the backcourt to Ryan Messner. What a great soccer season for Messner. Jump pass, side of the lane, intended for Hayes. Not a good decision by Harper. Ball kicked around a little bit, and the Rams come out with it.
Yeah, bad turnover that time.
Corfield thought about going coast to coast, and Harper reaches in, takes it away from him. Corfield gets back nicely. A little leaner by Harper, won't go. Rebound and put back for Lucas Burt. Bearcats' first field goal.
Yeah, nice job that time. Lucas Burt following the miss.
Corfield down the lane, going to get a blocking foul on the floor.
I believe that'll be Skirbitz's second foul.
Indeed, two on Ross Skirbitz. And it looks like a substitution, one for each team coming.
Well,
Southside going to get Paul Polcher checks in for Southside.
Dylan Colbert for the Bearcats.
Inbound Micah Goble. Now off to Polcher. Polcher travel.
Well, a little sloppy, huh, Bob? To say, I mean, I'm being polite, but it is.
Harper feeds ahead to Messner to the baseline. A little jumper up and good for Dylan Colbert.
Just got into the game and knocks down the baseline jumper. No hesitation.
Southside up 8-5. Difference in the game right now. Three field goals to two, and two of the three for Southside beyond the three-point line. To the baseline, a Polcher. Get back out to Micah Goble to the circle. Near side now to Matea Pavlovich. Polcher out to Corfield, forced to pick up his dribble. Over the shoulder feed, Austin Leatherman for three. That won't go. Rebound put back inside. Big body, Matea Pavlovich.
Yeah, Pavlovich on the second putback.
Hayes ahead, then bring it back out. Messner on back into the corner. Colbert, the ball knocked loose. Going to be Bentworth ball in the corner. By the way, our officials, Shane Snyder, Robert Quinn, John Gallagher, officiating for PIAA. Inbound just to Ben Hayes. Little floater, won't go. Rebound kept alive by Burt, but grabbed off the glass by Pavlovich. Corfield ahead, 10-5 Southside leads. 2:45 to play first quarter. Corfield gets a screen. Free throw line, jumper hard off the rim, no good. Ryan Messner with a rebound. Messner, backside pressure, looking over the shoulder, knows it's there. Able to spin away to the corner. Chris Harper, three ball for Bentworth, good.
Yeah, they needed that, Bob. That was a big hoop. Wide open in the corner, and Chris Harper knocked it down.
Southside 10, Bentworth 8, 2:20 to play first quarter. To the free throw circle, ball goes to Pavlovich. Burt reaches in, knocks it loose. A little floater up and good then by Micah Goebel. Harper takes the feed, get it ahead to Ben Hayes. Back out to Harper. Nice move to get open. Hayes, Burt, near side. Messner dribbles away from the pressure. Coming right out to get him was Corfield. Far side, Hayes, or rather Harper for three. That won't go. Rebound grabbed by Corfield. Corfield, look away pass is blocked by Hayes. Lob it ahead. Harper behind everybody. He'll take the easy lay-in.
All set up by the turnover, Bob.
12-10. Southside plus two. 90 seconds to play, first quarter. Near side, Austin Leatherman. Lob it up top. Eventually to the far side to Goebel. Now to the baseline to Polcher. Back out to Goebel. Low block, high off the window, won't go, and a foul is called. 1:18 to play, opening quarter, 12-10. Southside, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Foul called on Lucas Burt. One free throw make for Micah Goebel, and the Bearcats rebound the miss. Foul up the other end of the floor. As Goebel now, after missing the second foul shot, guilty of his first foul, the team's fourth. That's 13-10. Southside area with the lead. Southside School District, home of what it used to be anyway. I don't know if it still is or not, but home of some of the best football concession stand pepperoni rolls. Three ball will not go for Harper. Burt rebounds on the far side. Little volleyball pass. Messner, give it back to Hayes. Near side, Harper, after Hayes got away with the travel, Harper took it into the tall trees and has the ball blocked, controlled by the Rams. Baseline jumper for two, won't go. Rebound, Corfield goes back up, stripped on the way up by Hayes. Step through, that shot won't go, and Carter Wilson going to go to the line after getting fouled. And looks like Lucas Burt will get his second. So Skirbitz and Burt with two for Bentworth. They stay on the floor. R.J. Fisher has two for Southside. First free throw won't go. The Rams have missed two in a row. Carter Wilson at the stripe.
Wilson averaging 13 a game here, Bob. So he has yet to get in the scoring column.
Aiden McMurray checks in as Lucas Burt will sit with those two fouls. Second free throw well short. Hayes with the rebound. Comes up the lane. Push the issue. Find an opening and finger roll up and in.
Oh, nice drive. He pushed the issue there. Beautiful finish by Hayes.
Southside 13-12. 25 seconds to play in this opening quarter. First field goal of the game for Ben Hayes. 6 foot junior. Rams set up in front court. Dribble out in the midcourt area. Pick it up, does Fisher. Baseline. Shot off the iron. Rebound tipped around, and Chris Harper grabs it. Final seconds. Harper from half court. Good line, but well short. End of one. Southside 13. Bentworth 12. Second quarter. And the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles's backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Start of the second quarter. Bentworth will have the basketball on the alternating possession arrow. 13-12 Southside leads. The Rams have never trailed, led by as much as 8-1 before the Bearcats closed on an 11-5 advantage through the end of period one. Across the timeline, Harper gives it back to Messner, far side to Ben Hayes. Get it down low to Aiden McMurray, put the ball on the floor, and has it ripped away by Carter Wilson on the dribble.
Yeah, bad turnover that time.
And now McMurray riding Corfield all the way up the floor and finally gets called for the foul when it gets across the inside the volleyball 10-foot line. First foul on Aiden McMurray. First foul of the second quarter. Corfield inbounds to Carter Wilson.
Carter Wilson, 6'5". He's got a decisive height advantage there, Bob.
Chris Harper hands all over Corfield. Pass comes near side. Jake Ziegler checked in on the quarter break. Pass was tipped by Messner. Feed it down inside. Nice give and go. And Pavlovich, second field goal.
Yeah, it really was a nice pass, wasn't it, Bob?
Push the margin back to three. 15-12, Southside in the lead. Harper picks up the dribble. Try to find Hayes, and the pass was picked off. Couldn't see where he was throwing the ball because he was surrounded by two, and now a reach-in foul on Ryan Messner, his first, team's second of the quarter.
Well, so often you see players pick their dribble up, and the trap gets them. You've got to get rid of the ball before the trap or keep the dribble alive.
Rams inbound right at midcourt. Corfield to Leatherman and right back. Ball comes near side now. It's Ziegler. Hayes has him cut off from the rim. Ziegler gets it back. Corfield, long three, straight on, wide right, but good position by Ziegler to get the rebound. Corfield in the paint, misses again. Rebound tipped out, not grabbed, put back up and off by Leatherman. And now rebound for the Bearcats and a tie-up then. Pavlovich coming around from behind.
Oh, I thought that was a foul. I thought he came, from behind, body contact. Yes, he tied the ball up, but I really thought there was an excessive amount of contact there, Bob. Both officials had the jump signal, so go with that.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to tie up from behind, wrapping around, and not foul. Austin Leatherman had the dribble, comes inside, and now a rebounding foul called on the Rams. It's going to be Carter Wilson, guilty of his second foul, first of the second quarter.
Yeah, so the big boys are picking up fouls.
Bearcats get the ball inbounds. Harper on the far side. Get it ahead to Hayes. Over the shoulder. Kiss it in off the glass.
He never looked at the basket when he shot, but he made it.
15-14. 6:20 to play first half. Corfield gets tied up, and we're going to get a held ball call again. Good job there by Ryan Messner to reach in and tie it up.
You know, when I looked at these two teams play on film, Bob, I had a feeling this could be a very close game. Similar teams and what they want to do, similar approaches.
Each team with two guys with two fouls here in the early going, first 10 minutes. Messner dribbles across, needs help, lob it out, ball tipped around, and the Rams end up with it.
Well, again, dribbling into the trap, picking the dribble up.
And now the ball stolen back Good job there by Colbert. Got the ball to Harper. Couldn't handle it. Harper missed the shot. Volleyball put back by Ben Hayes. Second chance at it. Gets it to go.
Ben Hayes.
16-15. Bearcats in the lead for the first time.
And the Bearcats in a full court press here, Bob.
Colbert trying to shut off Corfield. Now help arise. Ball to the far side. Three ball in flight. It's an air ball caught by Ryan Messner. Messner with a pump fake. Gets Corfield to leave his feet. Now Messner across the timeline. Deal it near side to Colbert. To Messner. Far side to Ben Hayes. Hayes into traffic. Lost the handle. Got it back. Lob it out to Harper. And the Bearcats are going to reset here.
And catch their breath.
Messner and Hayes back and forth. To Harper, side of the lane. Put it on the deck. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. Loose ball. Coming out with it is Aiden McMurray. Just under 5 minutes to play. Second quarter. McMurray to Hayes. Left side to Colbert. Colbert has it tipped away. It's going to go to the bench. It's going to be Bentworth basketball. 4:49 to play. Second quarter. 16-15 Bearcats. Coming up on 3 minutes scoreless. 2.5 minutes scoreless now for Southside. Across the timeline. Harper from Messner. Back to Messner in the corner. Keeps the left foot planted. Takes one dribble. Feed it out. Harper gets the toes. Shot partially blocked. Ball tipped around. Scramble. Harper comes and gets it. Goes in among the tall trees, and he is hammered by Mateja Pavlovich, who started to walk toward him to step over. We already saw one technical here at Peters tonight. Pavlovich guilty of the foul. His first. He got his money's worth. No question about it. Chris Harper will be at the foul line after the Southside timeout. 4:28 to play. Second quarter, 16-15. Bentworth back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
I think Bob Kennedy would be absolutely thrilled if this game had one lead change. The Bearcats are in front now, and they'd like to keep it that way. But this game's got scramble written all over it. Chris Harper to the foul line to shoot a couple. The foul called on Mateja Pavlovich. Harper on the money with free throw number one.
Even in the game before, Bob, we haven't seen a lot of free throws taken. So when you get these opportunities, you have to knock them down.
Harper too strong on the second. Rebound grabbed by Carter Wilson. Corfield will push it up the far sideline, and Ben Hayes bumps him to the boundary. Going to pick up a foul. Three on the team. First on Ben Hayes.
See, those are just not good fouls, Bob, because they add to team totals, but they add individually. Those are fouls you have to avoid.
Corfield runs the offense. Ball to the baseline. Pavlovich, baseline Jay won't go, crashing in. And good job by Aiden McMurray to rip the rebound. Go coast to coast. Shot rejected out of bounds. Lot of contact, but just going to be a block shot.
Yeah, I thought he was fouled. There was definitely lots of contact on that one.
Aiden McMurray started that by ripping a rebound out of a possible tie-up. The possession arrow points to Southside. So the Bearcats got a possession there that they would not have. Harper takes the inbound to the corner to McMurray. Swish it around, wrap it around the body of the defender, Corfield. Harper brings it to Messner. Put it on the deck, up by a defender to the out in front. Go to McMurray, to Hayes, a Harper, and Corfield knocks it out of bounds.
Well, Beth Center trying to keep the ball moving because
Bentworth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Beth Center. Bentworth. Because Southside is trapping on the wings and in the corner. So you've got to keep the basketball moving. They're doing the right thing.
Aiden McMurray comes out as Lucas Burt checks back into the game. Burt keys the inbound. Harper, Burt, back to Harper. And now the defense extends. Ryan Messner almost trapped. Hayes. Messner now back to Ben Hayes. Steal it by Carter Wilson. Long arm of the law. Took the ball away. Get it ahead to Corfield. Goes in against Burt. The leaner won't go. Rebound tip. Chris Harper gets it. Going to push the issue. Has help with him. Look away. Lost the handle. Ball controlled by the Rams.
Well, he was caught. Do I pass? Do I shoot? And he lost the ball.
Corfield on the right wing, right in front of the Bentworth bench. 3:05 to play. Second quarter, Bentworth up 17-15. Three ball for Corfield won't go. Burt smacks the rebound away from Jake Ziegler and tracks it down.
Burt, nice job on the boards there that time.
Messner crossed the timeline, got around Corfield, slams on the brakes. Feed goes inside to Burt, shot too strong, and rebound lost out of bounds by Dylan Colbert. Just didn't grab it.
Well, and Burt took a dribble that I'm not sure he needed on that possession. All the dribble did was take him at a difficult angle, and he was unable to finish under the hoop.
Corfield, Fisher, those two back and forth in backcourt. Fisher will dribble across the line, hassled there by Colbert. Colbert with a hand on the hip, got away with that. Ball goes to Wilson, cross court to Ziegler. Ball up top and eventually to the 6'5 senior Carter Wilson. Midcourt oval. Southside 11-11. Bentworth 10-10. Somebody season ends tonight. Floater in the paint won't go. Burt tips the rebound, but tracking it down was R.J. Fisher, but he put the ball on the sideline. Bentworth ball.
Yes, he did. I'll tell you what, Bentworth's hanging in. They're giving up a little size on the interior, but doing a nice job keeping the ball alive.
Yeah, they've not been able to grab many. At least not up in the air, but they've been able to tip it and keep it alive. Ben Hayes opening down the lane. Scoop it, won't go. Rebound, put back attempt by Lucas. Burt won't go, and he's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. 1:56 to play, second quarter, 17-15. Bentworth back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Lucas Burt misses both foul shots. The Bearcats have hit 2 of 6. Southside with trouble in the backcourt. Corfield turned around, finally gets it across. Rifle it underneath and a fumble underneath by Pavlovich out of bounds. Just, they were a long time.
Just not a very good job handling the pressure that time by Southside.
17-15. It's been 3 minutes since anybody has scored. Ball goes to Ben Hayes. Nice decision to spin to the right and lay it in.
You know, that was a scorer's move. He scores about 15 a game, and he just caught it and naturally spun away from the defender and finished at the rim.
7 straight points for the Bearcats. Try to force a pass across. It is caught by Ziegler to keep the possession. Corfield in trouble. Fade away. Shot won't go, but going to be fouled in the act and will go to the foul line. This foul, that's Lucas Burt. That's going to be, nope, check that. Dylan Colbert, his first. Do want to mention the last Southside foul was on R.J. Fisher. That is his third.
Right. He took a seat. Jake Ziegler went back into the game for him.
Corfield at the line, misses the first free throw. The Rams 1 for 5 at the stripe.
We're not putting on an exhibition of free throw shooting here this evening, that's for sure.
Look up how not to, and
wow,
this will be the video that you find.
Boy, and you'll kick yourself at the end of the game if it's a 1 or 2 point loss and you've missed these foul shots.
Corfield misses both. Burt rebounds. Messner down the lane. Kick it out to Harper. Back to Messner. Baseline open jumper is an air ball. Burt keeps it alive. Fights his way free. Misses the scoop shot. Rebound grabbed by Corfield. 50 seconds to play. First half. Sideline. We're going to get an out-of-bounds call. We are indeed. Bentworth ball. At time, the body forced Corfield out of control to the sideline. No foul call this time.
Well, and I like that because there's no, you shouldn't bail out the dribbler when he put himself in a difficult situation.
Yeah, the Bearcats had position. Unlike the foul on the far side I think it was Ben Hayes, you know, he got to the, late to the party. This time the Bearcats were in the right position and forced Corfield to the boundary. 30 seconds to play, first half. Bentworth up 19-15. Southside has not scored since 40 seconds into the period. Burt with a jump pass to Messner, reset it. Ben Hayes got away with a walk. Bring it to Harper. Penetrate. Harper from 6 feet out won't go. Rebound grab by Messner. Lost the handle. Corfield ends up with it. 10 seconds to go. Corfield hassles and kicks the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Corfield was looking for a foul, but you're not going to get bailed out with that, especially when you lose control of your dribble. Tell you what, Bentworth, I apologize.
That's okay. It's only fair.
Bentworth's doing a great job, I think.
Burt finds Hayes, fumbled, ball lost out of bounds. Too big of a hurry there. Had time and just rushed it.
Well, and he was open. The pass was just a little high, and Ben Hayes couldn't handle it. But, man, that was a great back screen they ran.
Lucas Burt with his two fouls is the deep man. Corfield gets it. Bearcats avoid a foul. And
oh!
The shot goes for three from three quarters of the court.
Holy.
And those of you watching, let's see if we can get that one more time here. Get a look at the buzzer-beating three. The inbound there. And from shy of the volleyball 10-foot line on the wrong end, Andrew Corfield buries it. Gets the tray. 19-18. Bentworth with a one-point lead at the break. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a couple of minutes.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Raca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrasik, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Southside scored 8 of the first 9 points in the game to lead 8-1, just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Bentworth rallied back to within 2 a couple of times and then to within 1 at the end of the period. Southside scored 40 seconds into the second quarter, didn't score again until the buzzer was sounding to end the period. That 55-footer by Andrew Corfield that pulled Southside then back to within 1. Bentworth scored 7 straight points over a 5-minute period of that second quarter to take a 19-15 lead, but Corfield cut that to 1, and Southside's going to get the ball to start the second half. Take a look at the individual scoring when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Welcome back to the Peters Township AHN Arena. Other scores earlier tonight here at Peters Township: Winchester Thurston, a 50-39 win against Beth Center. In Rogersville, Brentwood is leading West Green 54-45. They have about 3.5 minutes remaining. A couple of notes, individual scoring. Let's check that. I've got 9 for Ben Hayes to lead all scorers. 6 for Chris Harper, 2 each for Dylan Colbert and Lucas Burt. Bentworth 2 of 6 at the foul line in the opening half. On the other side, Andrew Corfield, the leading scorer for Southside, with 5 points. 4 more for Matea Pavlovich. A couple of trays, Austin Leatherman and R.J. Fisher, 1 apiece. 3 points also for Micah Goebel. Southside, 1 of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. It's a 1-point Bentworth lead. Bentworth has 2 makes at the stripe in 6 attempts. Southside has 1.
Yeah, not very good, Bob. Free throw shooting may come back to haunt someone this evening, but that 3-point heave at the end of the half could loom large in this game. Think about that. If this is a 1 or 2-point possession game, that shot could be the difference. And who would have thought you would make that shot? I mean, that was a long one.
Yeah, that's the ones. That's the ones you see on highlight shows, of
yeah,
course.
It goes to ESPN. You're
nah,
right.
Nah.
Yep.
Get another look
there
at that.
There it is.
And
boom.
You can see. I mean, he's at the black line to our left. Can you freeze that, Jason? All right. Let's roll that, and then we'll stop it. We'll just get a really good look there at the.
All right, here it
you
comes.
You see, here he goes. Corfield
wow.
is just beyond the top of the key. Does he take one more dribble, or is he launching?
No,
he launches from
it.
There. So he's between the top of the key and the volleyball 10-foot line, or the black, what is the sideline for the sideways basketball courts here in the AHN Arena. What are we, 84 feet length? Or, yeah, 84
Eight.
Feet.
Yeah, 84 feet.
84?
Yeah, about 84.
84 feet, so 55-foot shot there?
Yeah, I was going to say 55, 60-footer. Well, you know, again, I mentioned when I was watching these two teams on film, I said, boy, this looks like it could be one of these close games. And, right, it's playing out that way so far. And I think the team that can keep their bigs out of foul trouble may have the advantage going down the stretch, Bob.
That's one of the things that we did not talk about. 2 players for each with at least 2 fouls. Southside's R.J. Fisher has 3. Carter Wilson has 2. For Bentworth, Ross Skirbitz and Lucas Burt with 2 each. And all 4 of those fouls on Bentworth's 2 guys came in that opening quarter. Jason, can we do our billboard piece here? Can we do that? All right, we can indeed. our coverage of the WPIL basketball opening round, brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. I guess I skipped somebody. Let's get that now. By attorney John Patricic. How could I do that? Nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Coverage also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers like John Patricic get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream fields come true. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. And by The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Bentworth 19, Southside 18, second half gets underway when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
16 minutes left in regulation. A trip to Sewickley Academy for the winner.
Yeah, and I'm
not
sure.
Imagine what the loser gets.
I know. What does the loser goes home.
That's like the old joke we used to say, that the winner gets four tickets to the local professional baseball team in Pittsburgh, and the loser has to use them.
Well, here we go. And again, key for the second half, who can handle the ball without turning it? Who can keep key players in the ball game without picking up that third and fourth foul? We'll see.
Southside with the ball to start the third quarter. Bentworth with a 19-18 lead. We've had one lead change in this game. It came at the 5:43 mark remaining in the second quarter. Ball inside, now to the baseline. Shot off the rim. Put back, won't go. Second opportunities. Long rebound comes out to Pavlovich after the two misses by R.J. Fisher. And now Corfield misses. Traffic. Ryan Messner going to cover over the ball. And he's saying, how did I not get fouled there? But
well,
we've seen that before today.
Point-blank shots. They had three of them, Bob, and missed all of them.
Well, Bentworth steals the possession here.
They scrap. They play hard. They can't get that second rebound, but they're tapping and they're keeping the ball alive.
Hayes pass to Harper behind him, but Harper saves it. Get it ahead into the corner to Burt. Back around to Harper. Nice ball fake. Cross court to Ryan Messner. Austin Leatherman comes out all over him. Cross court back to Ben Hayes. And now to the elbow to Messner. Avoids the double team. Put it on the deck. Up and in.
Good. Turn and look to the basket. Nice job by Ryan Messner.
Fumble on the far side by Corfield. Try to feed it ahead. That whole thing was messed up. And now Hayes across to Harper. Score it. Bentworth back-to-back buckets. 10 seconds apart.
Oh, here's another one.
Steal, lay-in for Ben Hayes, and Corfield's shaking up. It's his ankle, and they're going to stop the action here.
He looks okay, Bob.
He's they're going to take a timeout. Yep, Southside is going to take a timeout. 25-18, Bentworth sprinting out of the gate here in the early third, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship, we're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Bob Harrison subs Corfield out.
Well, this press has really bothered Southside.
25-18, Bentworth with 6 points in about 30 seconds, maybe a little less than that. Three ball, far side, line drive won't go. Climbing up to get the rebound is Carter Wilson, and he goes into the paint and draws a foul. I think that's going to be Lucas Burt for his third. It will.
Well, again, Bob, that hurts because he's been doing a great job on the rebounding end, both sides of the ball here.
Carter Wilson, the 6'5 senior, 0 for 2 at the line tonight. That one, line drive too strong. Make it 0 for 3. Southside, 1 for 7.
7, that's just not good, not acceptable.
Second free throw, too strong. 2-3 times off the iron. Battle for the rebound. And grabbed by the Rams. Pass inside intended for Wilson. Now lob out to Chris Harper. Beat two guys. Foul is going to be called. Hacking across the arm is Micah Goble. That's his second foul. First foul of the third quarter.
Boy, this game has changed so quickly. And it's been the defense of Bentworth that has done it, Bob. Taking advantage of things.
Just to note those 6 points, 22 seconds.
That's unbelievable.
Chris Harper at the foul line for two. First one good. He's hit 2 of 3. Bearcats only slightly better than the Rams at the stripe.
I have Chris Harper. That's his 9th point of the game.
Second effort in flight and good. Double digits for Chris Harper, who averages 15.5. And Bentworth has now scored 8 straight points to start the third. Carter Wilson, kick it back out. Three ball for R.J. Fisher, won't go. Rebound battle for Hayes. Lob ahead to Harper. Harper has to fight Goble for it. Hayes with a lay-in. Or Harper with a lay-in, excuse me.
How about the step he had on that, huh?
You mean the two or more?
Yeah, love it.
Offensive foul. Fisher got out of control. And as he's passing the ball, he runs Ryan Messner over. Good look at it there. And that's foul number 4 on R.J. Fisher.
Boy, that hurts.
Timeout Southside. 5:54 to play in the third. Bentworth 29, Southside 18. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Yeah. Get a final score out of Rogersville. Brentwood 59, West Green 49. Washington County and Greene County started the night with 21, 2 eliminated so far. Best Center losing to Winchester Thurston, and now West Green ousted by Brentwood. Thank you, Brandon Rossi, for that update. Ben Hayes goes to the rack, took a little bump, missed the shot. Loose ball grabbed by Carter Wilson. And here come the Rams trying to come the other way. Goble been in the backcourt a long time. He picks up the dribble, throws it across, and just beat the count. Carter Wilson trying to muscle his way. Now got clear and hits the jumper.
Well, that was a nice move by Wilson. He was very patient. Little duck, a little step under.
Took 2.5 minutes. Nice feed to the hoop and a lay-in for Ross Skirbitz. Great pass from the near wing.
That was an excellent pass. Here, almost a steal. Ryan Mosner, what a great cross-court look he had on that.
Good look here by Carter Wilson. Did a nice job to get open. And then this bullet pass by Ryan Messner across to Ross Skirbitz through traffic and got it there ahead of that. Substitution, Andrew Corfield going to go to the scorers table.
Andrew Corfield returns for Southside.
Well, I'm glad to see he's back in the game. But he is, you know, I don't know how he's feeling. I think they taped him up, Bob.
Rams across the timeline. 2 field goals in the last 11 minutes. for the Rams, and one of them was the 55-foot buzzer beater. Wilson goes to the rack, missed the shot. Skurbitz rebounds, lob it ahead to Hayes. Harper behind, one dribble, lets traffic clear and scores. Oh,
great play that time. And Harper, nice job waiting for the defender to pass.
Dish across, nice feed from Leatherman to Wilson to get the deuce off the window. Ben Hayes with a catch and score.
How about the tempo increasing, and it's favoring Bentworth.
Ben Hayes with 13. Wilson get the ball to Goble. Goble wanted to go to his right, but there's this little line on the floor that says, nope, not after you pass here, you can't.
No, no.
Good recognition there to not create a turnover. Wilson hand off to Leatherman. Now to Goble. Free throw, circle jumper, well short. Long rebound comes out. Corfield grabs it. His 15-footer good.
Well, that'll make your ankle feel a little bit better.
4 minutes to play, third quarter. Bentworth 35, Southside 24. A game that has swung heavily to the Bearcats in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. It was a one-point lead at the break. Harper hangs and scores.
What a nice shot by Harper. Little curl off a double screen. Loved it. Great offensive set.
Corfield, Goble, Leatherman back to Goble. Gets across the timeline. Ball to the baseline. Ziegler lets traffic clear. Passes to Corfield. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound Skurbitz tried to pass it off. It was tipped, but ends up in the hands of Ryan Messner. Euro step. Shot won't go, and a blocking foul called.
How clever was Messner on that? Just a little delay and step across. Drew the foul.
Jake Ziegler called for the block. Two shots coming for Ryan Messner. Tonight's winning number. 37-24 Bentworth. May have said 29 a minute ago. Don't ask me why.
It's okay. First shot good by Messner.
3:18 to play third quarter. Messner's first effort at the foul line is good. The Bearcats don't look down. Hit three in a row at the stripe.
I know. Don't say anything. Make it four.
Winner of this game goes to Sewickley Academy on Monday for the first round. Across the timeline comes Goble, hassled by Harper. Long pass, diagonal, work it back around the perimeter. Goble penetrates, floater off the rim, won't go. Rebound Pavlovich. He's tied up, but going to be a foul call. If this is on the front side, indeed, it's going to be Ryan Messner. His second. Bentworth's first foul of the... Check that second foul of the third quarter. At least that's what the board says. Yes, indeed. Lucas Bird had number three earlier. Inbound, side of the lane. Goble put it on the deck. Ball knocked loose. Chris Harper gets it, takes a bump. Goble picks up his third foul.
Hey, Chris Harper's been everywhere. If there's a loose ball, he's near it.
Three fouls on Goble. And now full court pressure. Harper, long pass, is tipped out of bounds.
I'm not sure what he was trying to do with that pass. He knows it, too. He's shaking his head like, my bad. Shouldn't have passed that.
Aiden McMurray to feed it in. He'll send a long pass that Messner comes and gets. Into the corner originally to Colbert. Now back out to Messner. And he thought the better of driving toward the baseline. Pass off the mark. Tipped back in. And going to be ruled last touch by Pavlovich.
I don't know about that. Can we see that again?
Yeah, I think I thought Ben Hayes smacked it that direction. Yep,
boy, I
too late.
Too. Can't see it.
No, Bentworth will get it inbounds. 2:40 to play. Third quarter, 39-24. Bentworth with the lead. They led by one at the half. Colbert, Harper, and now Hayes. Defense extending. Triple team. Hayes dribbles out of it. Lost the handle and a foul going to be called. And that's going to put Ben Hayes to the free throw line because that's five fouls on Southside. That's the fourth foul on Goble, third in this quarter.
Bob, when I watched Bentworth play, one thing that stood out to me was I really was impressed with how they moved the basketball. And that's playing out here this evening. So whatever Coach Kennedy's doing, he's doing the right things.
Two foul shots for Ben Hayes. First one good. Five in a row made by the Bearcats.
Well, and that's so important to make your free throws. Build on this lead.
Second shot in flight. Soft shooter's touch. It's good. After hitting 2 of 6 in the first half, the Bearcats have hit 6 in a row. Goble able to give it back. Jumper in the paint almost dies on the back of the rim, and Carter Wilson gets his third field goal of the period.
Almost like it had a reverse spin to it.
41-26 Bearcats as we hit 2 minutes to play in the third. Pass knocked down in the paint by Pavlovich. Tried to get it ahead to R.J. Fisher, and the ball was stolen. Oh, Messner tried to draw a foul on Fisher.
I like him.
That would have fouled Fisher out of the game.
Ryan Messner, he's done a great job today.
Colbert to McMurray. Kiss it in off the glass.
Great pass. McMurray on the finish.
43-26 Bearcats. 90 seconds to play. Goble on the dribble ran right back into Messner. Fortunate to save the possession. Fisher to Wilson. Back out to Fisher. Harper bodying him up. Pass tipped by Harper. Gets into the corner to Austin Leatherman. Fisher has it back, and Ryan Messner reaches in and fouls him. Three fouls on the Bearcats.
Three fouls on Messner. He bailed him out. Didn't have to foul him there. They were all out of sorts offensively. Weren't reversing the basketball and playing right into the hands of the Bearcats.
1:13 to play third quarter. Bentworth 43-26 up on Southside. Goble. Pass over the shoulder, tip, but gets to Carter Wilson. Tried to drive, knocked loose. Hayes ahead for the assist to Chris Harper. 18 points for Chris Harper, a dozen in this quarter. Just under a minute remaining. Goble dribbles into the trap area. Try to force it out. Pass stolen by Ben Hayes. Layup good.
Well, it's the pressure and the convert of the easy baskets by the Bearcats. Here's another turnover.
Long pass ahead. Tipped by Wilson, but he couldn't save it. The Bearcats get it, and we're going to get a foul at the other end. Aiden McMurray going to go shoot. This foul on Mateja Pavlovich, his second, and already over the bonus. Aiden McMurray going to the stripe to shoot two. Bearcats have hit 6 in a row and 8 of 12. All of a sudden, that 6 straight changes that percentage look, and you'll take that.
You will, but
you'll take 8 of 12.
Okay. Yeah, you missed the first. McMurray barely misses the first. Hits the back rim.
Lucas Burt checks in late. It's an odd substitution with 3 fouls in 36 seconds. It's odd to put a guy like that back in, but they get Messner to the bench, who also has 3. McMurray hits 1 of 2 on that trip. The lead is 48-26. And now a foul on Aiden McMurray, his second, team's 4th. Point a little step over there by Carter Wilson, and the game officials are talking. I mean, that is by definition an intimidation move, and it is to be called a technical. Was not. Got a chat there, and Wilson. You've gotten away with an open 3-ball straight on is good for R.J. Fisher, second tray of the game.
I'm not sure what the defense must have fallen asleep on that.
Burt tried to pass it ahead, picked off by Wilson. Wilson bring it up the floor. Fisher for 3, it's no good. Offensive foul called.
Yeah, and that's got to be.
And it's going to be on Carter Wilson.
Right, he just cleared that big frame, that 6'5 body just cleared everybody out.
And that's after he made the pass, and then Fisher 3. But
that's
now
sort of like
8 seconds to play in the quarter. Bearcats have dominated this period. I'm not sure they know how much time's left. Now Harper does. Launches 1. 3-ball partially blocked, and the period ends. Bentworth 48, Southside 29. After 3, back for the fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Bentworth, I have with 29 points in that third quarter. 29
yes.
points.
I was just going to say that, but ask if my math was correct, and it was. It's just an unbelievable quarter, and they did it through their defense, Bob, causing turnovers, finishing at the rim, easy baskets, transition.
Scored 10 in the first 2 minutes. Dribble drive, floater off the glass, and in for R.J. Fisher.
Well, they can't get complacent. They have to keep attacking here. This game is nowhere near over.
Out of bounds. Messner wants a foul, but good position there by R.J. Fisher. He was just set, and Messner tried to go around him.
Yeah, you have to, you know, to draw that foul, you have to convince the official, and they did not do a very good job of that.
The 16-17 2A girls game, Apollo Ridge comfortably in front of Bentworth. Easy basket lay-in for Andrew Corfield. He's got 9. Chris Harper underneath takes a feed from Ben Hayes and scores.
Great pass by Hayes. Great finish. I have 20 points for Harper.
50-33, Bentworth with the lead. R.J. Fisher for 3. Good.
Tell you what, Fisher's starting to heat up.
50-36. Messner double team. Gets out of that. Get the ball to Hayes. Now to Harper. Just gets through. Pass back the other way. Goes over the top and out of bounds. Bentworth ball.
Boy, that was hectic. Woo! Don't look now, Bob, but they've cut this lead down to 14.
Lucas Burt to inbound. Has Hayes now 3-on-1. Hayes to the rack and score.
Boy, he just makes the right decision, doesn't he, Bob?
52-36, Bentworth plus 16. Big difference is that 29-11 margin in the third. Fade away from the elbow, won't go. Rebound tip, and we're going to get a foul on Southside. And I think Pavlovich going to pick up the foul.
Yes.
It is his third.
Yeah, he didn't like the call, but it was a good one. Lucas Burt got thrown to the ground.
Corfield limps off and and it's pretty obvious to head coach Bob Harrison that they just not the same go.
He's very limited. You can see it.
And Hayes steps in front, tries to go up. Ball knocked loose by Carter Wilson from behind. 6'5 guy handling the ball. Whoops.
Well, you knew that wasn't going to work out.
Harper ahead to Hayes for the lay-in.
I have 21 for Hayes. Great pass by Harper. Harper and Hayes have done it tonight. Here's a pickoff.
Steal now by Skirbitz. Lob ahead to Harper. Catch. Score.
Oh, man.
Chris Harper with 22.
They're running away and hiding.
Now, this is what happened to start the third quarter. It's the exact same thing.
You have to be impressed with the way Bentworth has played, especially the two guards. Well, actually, all three guards.
Goble to the elbow. Ball knocked loose by Harper. Grabbed ahead by Burt. Find Ben Hayes on the breakout. Lay it in.
It's been a layup contest here the last couple of minutes.
Ben Hayes has 23 to lead all scorers. Fisher wanted to take a three and then too well guarded by Hayes. Ball knocked loose and Chris Harper going to get called for a reach in. First foul on the Bearcats in the fourth quarter. First in the game on Harper.
That's hard to believe, as active as he has been. Well, and what has contributed to this is Bentworth's defense. They've been able to get steals. They've been able to get rebounds and run the floor.
Fisher for three. That won't go. Skirbitz rebounds the miss. Now Messner will work one-on-one against Goble and bring it up the floor. Messner lob ahead to Harper. People underneath, 15-footer, air ball, caught on the low block by Pavlovich.
Well, that's one Coach Kennedy would probably say, bring it out, let's work the offense.
Wilson, top of the key, down the lane, lay it in.
Thought he got away with the travel.
58-38, Bentworth plus 20. Messner through traffic, has help, looks away, feeds to Harper, hit it.
Boy, nice pass that time. Harper this time says, I'll make it.
Harper with 24 to lead all scorers. He and Hayes go back and forth in the lead. Goble in the paint, back out. Fisher, side to three-point line, work it around. Leatherman and Goble one more time. Goble gets a high screen from Pavlovich. Nice pick and roll. Shot won't go. Rebound for Skirbitz for Bentworth. Bearcats plus 22.
How about Skirbitz on the boards, Bob?
Burt, bad pass.
Yeah, bad pass. That was not necessary.
Went right to Pavlovich.
Yeah, well, yeah, he threw it to the wrong colored jersey, they say.
4:15 to play in the fourth. Bentworth 60, Southside 38. Winner goes to Sewickley Academy Monday for the first round. Carter Wilson can't get the jumper to go. Rebound battle for. Going to get a travel call, and I guess Pavlovich going to a little shove on Lucas Burt.
Yeah, and that's just so unnecessary.
And the officials are going to talk for a minute.
Here they go again.
Well, if the tee had happened when Pavlovich chested Burt, it would be over. Now the officials got to take control. They had a step over earlier that they just talked to the offending player. This time they have a chest up after a scramble. It's Southside basketball.
It is.
They called Lucas Burt for traveling for falling down with possession of the ball.
Now Coach Kennedy's going to have a little conversation with him. Veteran coach. He knows what to say.
Burt out of the game, 4:05 to play. Inbound to Wilson, can't get the shot to go. He's fouled, I believe, by Skirbitz, and free throws coming. 4:04 to play in the fourth. 60 to 38. Bentworth back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Ross Skirbitz picked up that last foul, his third, first in the period for the Bearcats. Two foul shot misses, rebound R.J. Fisher. Going to be travel call on Fisher. How about this? 2, 4, 6, 9 straight foul shot misses for Southside.
1 for 10. Unbelievable.
Bentworth baseline throw in. It's going to be Levi Urcho on the floor. The ball to Harper. Dribbles away. The ball ahead to Hayes. Lob it back to Messner. Knocked out of bounds by Carter Wilson.
And how do you beat pressure? Pass ahead. Do not fight pressure with the dribble. Pass ahead to an open player. Nice job by the Bearcats tonight in handling Southside's pressure.
Hayes almost threw it to Messner, who was getting quickly guarded. And now Messner ahead to Dylan Colbert. I'll tell you what, that combination works so many times in the soccer season, though it was the other way. It was Colbert to Messner, but that pass just not caught there by Colbert.
Yeah, I don't think he was ready to receive it. I don't think he thought it was coming to him.
3:44 remaining in the ball game.
And how about this? Harper and Hayes are both juniors. Boy, Coach Kennedy has to be feeling good about this team.
Ball to the baseline, to the perimeter now. R.J. Fisher for three. Good line, but short. Wilson trying to get the rebound. It's going to be a foul, and I think Carter Wilson going to get tagged with his fourth foul.
And into the game for Bentworth, Levi Urcho, 6'3", sophomore. Nice job on the block out.
Pass too far. Stolen by the Rams. Wilson, elbow jumper, won't go. And Ryan Messner rebounds the miss. 3:19 to play in the fourth. Up across traffic. Messner and a late foul going to be called. And R.J. Fisher is fouled out of the game.
Yeah, and I wondered if the official was going to call that.
Fisher fouls out with 3:15 to play. He'll leave the game with 11 points in his likely scholastic finale.
Always difficult when the senior knows it's done. High school basketball is fun, and it's a great experience.
Bearcats after the foul. Ball inbounds. Harper goes diagonal. Bad decision. Grabbed there by Ben Hayes. And wrestled some by Carter Wilson, but play on is the call. Messner now on the dribble. Take it to Hayes. Under 3 minutes to play. Wilson shoving Skirbitz out of the lane. This is going to be a travel call.
It is, but he got pushed. My goodness. That's terrible.
Yeah, that. I mean, he got pushed.
He got shoved. That's awful, awful.
to 38, Bentworth plus 22. Goble floater in the paint, won't go. Rebound for Urcho. Try to fight his way out of it. Stolen by Pavlovich, misses the shot. Wilson gets that rebound. Try to step out, and he is fouled by Colbert.
Wow, a little hacking going on here now.
Yeah, getting a little rough. A little rough at the moment.
Yeah, I think the officials need to keep an eye on things. You don't want this to blow up.
2:38 to play, fourth quarter. Two foul shots coming for Carter Wilson. And finally, the Rams get one to go. They had missed nine straight foul shots.
2 for 11.
2:38 left in the ball game. And now we're going to get a foul the other way as Urcho gets knocked down. And that's Pavlovich, his fourth foul on the team as well. Aiden McMurray to check in.
I just hope, Bob, that these officials who have let them play haven't let it go too long. I mean, I don't want to see anything develop into a fisticuff, and it could.
Carter Wilson will check out, and my guess is Polcher's entry in this situation will be to give Carter Wilson the senior bow, and he indeed is taking that. He'll finish with 9 points. The Bearcats throw it away on the inbound.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was, but it was not a very good pass, I know that much.
Pass intended from Urcho to Colbert, went over top of everybody, so it's going to be Southside throwing at the baseline.
And the Bearcats have been stuck on 60 points here for a little bit.
Ball goes right side to Jake Ziegler. Get it to the paint. Give it off to Polcher. He'll take a 16-footer. That won't go. Rebound. Pavlovich grabs it. He is fouled by Levi Urcho. His first, team's third. That is a floor foul, not a shooting foul. Helter Skelter. Bearcats wreaking all kind of havoc early in the third, early in the fourth.
Yeah, and that's the separation they needed.
Ziegler with a shoulder shake, fake pass to Polcher, able to save it.
But you see how they get their hands on a lot of balls. Here's a steal.
Threw it away, goes right to McMurray, and he is hammered.
That's just uncalled for.
Pavlovich out of the game with that foul.
Well, and he should be. You're going to hurt somebody doing things like that.
Pavlovich out of the game. Aiden McMurray will go to the foul line to shoot a couple. Bentworth 9 of 14 in the game after a 2 of 6 start. Not sure why with two shots coming, the horn sound, but that'll happen sometimes. McMurray hits the first. He's hit 2 of 3.
I think Aiden McMurray's done a nice job for them this evening. He's come in and given them some quality minutes, Bob.
Adam Messner will be checking in shortly. Outstanding freshman soccer season as well. Bearcats went to the state finals. McMurray can't get the shot to go. Polcher with the rebound and stolen by McMurray. They say he stepped out of bounds with possession. And Adam Messner will check in. Chris Harper coming out. Is at the moment game high 24. And I think Ben Hayes is already on the bench with 23.
Now those two played excellent offensively and defensively. And I think the defense had got it all started for Bentworth.
Three ball near side. Ryan Weltner can't get it to go. Jake Ziegler had the rebound. That is until it was taken away by Colbert. Get it ahead to McMurray. Just under 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. Bentworth in control at 61-39.
Nice to get some other players involved in a playoff game too, Bob.
Indeed. McMurray to the baseline, dribbles it, goes out of bounds. And now checking in is going to be Jude Lasky, 5'9 freshman. Aiden McMurray will sit. Substitution coming from the south side bench on the next stoppage. Will Morgan will get on the floor. Rams, three ball. Austin Leatherman, high off the iron twice. Won't go. Rebound to the baseline. Going to be last touch by Matt Bahana. Just got on the floor for Bentworth. So it'll be south side ball. Morgan checks in. Coming out is Leatherman, the 6'1 junior. Had three ball early in the game. One of two in the first 3 minutes for Southside, but nothing since. Will Morgan put it on the deck, feed it on into the corner, take a pass back from Ryan Weltner. Ball knocked loose, and coming out with it is Adam Messner. Messner at midcourt on the dribble, fell down, got back up with it. Now the ball fumbled by Dylan Colbert, and he shoves a player down trying to get back to it. Colbert picks up his third foul. It's four on the Bearcats. Check that, five on the Bearcats in the quarter. And foul shots coming when we come back. 103 to play in the ballgame. 61-39 Bentworth. Back on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan Weltner hits one of two free throws. Bearcats get the rebound, lose the handle, and Micah Goble can't keep it inbounds.
Well, it's pretty much academic from here, Bob. You know, when I watched the film on both teams, I really felt that this was a game Bentworth could win. Did not expect them to win as easily as they have.
Jumper from the far corner for Jude Lasky.
The freshman, and he gets a nice ovation from the crowd.
Three ball near side, well short. Missed by Weltner. Polcher with the rebound. Steps off the iron, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Urcho, and Bentworth will bring it up with 25 seconds to play. Adam Messner does a nice job to avoid a trap. Messner, Euro step into the line. Hit the bottom of the rim on the way up. Loose ball grabbed by Urcho, goes up. Off the rim, won't go. And we're going to hit the foul shots with 12 and a half seconds to play.
Officials didn't want to call anything. There were two fouls prior to that one.
Will Morgan called for the foul.
Well, if you like physical basketball, this is the game to watch.
Levi Urcho at the stripe for the first time tonight. Looking to get in the scoring section of the recap. Line drive no good. Second shot is due. Got to tell you, I do not miss the one and one in any fashion.
No, I don't either. I like the change.
Urcho hits one of two. 64-40. The Rams get the ball across the timeline, and they just park it in the midcourt. Goble, Weltner. Weltner launches it, but too late, and the buzzer sounds to end the ball game. Bentworth 64, Southside 40. Our recap starts when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Finna make make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high, something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he post, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy, Illinois. Put in work, finally got a sound, we got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise, y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Thanks to a probably 60-foot buzzer-beating tray at the end of the first half, it was a one-point game.
And then it wasn't.
And 2 minutes into the third quarter, Bentworth was plus 11.
Well, they scored.
And it went on from there. And they led by 19 at the end of three and win it 64-40.
Bob, I've jotted two things down. Number one, their defense was outstanding. And the defense led to offense and breakouts. The second thing I thought they did very well was when Southside tried to press them, they beat that pressure by passing down the floor and scoring easy baskets. Very unselfish basketball. I thought they passed the ball extremely well, scored with easy baskets. The two guards were outstanding, Chris Harper and Benjamin Hayes. But I thought the point guard, Ryan Messner, was also very good in distributing and handling the basketball.
How about these third quarter runs for Bentworth? 10-0, 12-4, and 7-0.
Impressive. Great win for them.
Indeed. And the Bearcats improved to 11-10. Southside season ends at 11-12. Told you coming in, Bentworth was playing better down the stretch and Southside stumbling after a solid start.
You could see it in the records, too. And I'm real happy for Coach Bobby Kennedy. He's been around a long, long time, veteran coach, and And I'm telling you, when I watched them play, Bob, I was so impressed with how they moved the basketball, unselfish basketball.
Take a look at quarter scoring and some individual numbers when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Southside led 13-12 after one quarter. Bentworth outscoring the Rams in each of the final three quarters. 7-5 to lead 19-18 at intermission. 29-11. Do not adjust your radio. Do not change the channel. 29 points for Bentworth in the third quarter. There will be teams in entire playoff games over the next 4 or 5 days who won't score 29 points. Bentworth did it in one quarter, 29-11 in the third, 16-11 Bearcats in the fourth to win it 64-40. Chris Harper, game honors with 24. Ben Hayes has 23. Turned out they're the only players in double digits, and they're double digits at 24 and 23. Bearcats, after a woeful start at the free throw line, 2-for-6, finished the game 11 of 18. On the other side, R.J. Fisher ends up with 11, the only player in double digits. Two Southside players foul out, and
for the Rams. Unfortunately for them, Andrew Corfield suffered an ankle injury and came back several times, but was never the player that he was before that ankle injury. Southside, 3 of 14 at the foul line. Their struggles, they hit their first, missed 9 in a row before hitting 2 of their last 4. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And how do you choose between two guys who score, and they traded the game winners, but we did that. We went to the guy that got the higher finish there. He did get some help, courtesy of the other guy we were thinking about. But our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, is the game's leading scorer, Chris Harper.
Yeah, he did an excellent job. Well, look at their scores for the year. Chris Harper averages 15.5. Ben Hayes averages 15.4. Tonight, Chris Harper scores 24, and Ben Hayes scores 23.
Bentworth, on the season, average scoring 48 a game. They score a third more than that, 133% of their season average. They average giving up 52 points a game. They only give up 40 tonight. They cut their average by almost 25%.
Yeah, they did it. But it's, Bob, it's the way they scored. They got so many breakouts because they were just able to break that press open and get it, steals and score. But they passed the ball ahead. That's the thing I like. They didn't dribble it. They threw it ahead and got easy baskets.
Tom, thanks for your work. We're right back here tomorrow.
Can't wait.
It'll be, we'll see what an ankle injury looks like on
maybe
Western Pennsylvania's best girls player, Natalie Wetzel, with an ankle injury, and we'll see what her situation is when we get back here tomorrow. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. Also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We now have finals on all Washington and Greene County teams playing in the preliminary round here tonight, presented by the Observer Reporter. Our first game, Winchester Thurston over Best Center, 50-39 in the 2A boys. Then our second feature game here in the 2A boys prelims, Bentworth 64, Southside 40. The two Greene County 2A boys teams in action tonight, both on the wrong end of scores. Jefferson Morgan at home losing to Springdale 42-33, and West Greene at home losing to Brentwood 59-49. Bentworth girls in the 2A girls bracket went on the road to Apollo Ridge in the 16-17 matchup, and Apollo Ridge a home win tonight, 70-46. We move from prelims to WPIL first round action tomorrow. A pair of games for you in the girls brackets. 5A Peters Township hosts Fox Chapel. 3A McGuffey travels to Quaker Valley. Airtime is 6:45 for both games on WJPA and online, presented by the Observer Reporter. And we'll have three more first-round games Monday and Tuesday, and start-to-finish coverage of the 2A and 3A section wrestling tournaments for you on Saturday. Our thanks to both head coaches, Bob Kennedy and Bob Harrison, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For my partner, Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita and Noah Tennant on camera, and our producer, G-Wiz George, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the 2A boys preliminary round, your final score, Bentworth 64, Southside 40. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.